session on House Bill 5066, State Commission on Children and Families, and we'll do a work session on House Bill 5030, the Department of Human Services. We'll open a work session, House Bill 5066. Sheila, do you have some opening comments?
Yes, I do. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you should have received a handout earlier today on the State Commission on Children and Families budget as it came out of the Human Services Subcommittee in Senate Bill 5507, which was the Commission's original budget bill. And that bill was approved by the Subcommittee. It hadn't yet gone to full committee. My understanding of what's before us today is to take House Bill 5066 and make amendments to that bill that reflect the budget as it came out of the Human Services Subcommittee. So I'll briefly review what the major elements of that are. Working from the memo that was attached, it summarized the governor's budget, talked about the vacant position analysis, the fact that there were no other in federal funds that we thought would be available for using in other ways, and then describe the recommended adjustments. The spreadsheet that's attached to the memo shows what those recommended adjustments are. They include, of course, the Attorney General rate reduction and the Department of Administrative Services assessment reduction. The merit freeze adjustment, which is relatively small given that we're eliminating about 30% of the positions in this agency. The vacant position savings, there were two vacant positions, but there are two vacant positions that we would have recommended for elimination, but they are part of the co-chair's reduction as well. Then the other co-chair specified reductions, the first one is the 30% reduction in state commission level staffing. That includes technical assistance and central office staff, so 11 positions, 11.50 FTE. There's some services and supply savings associated with that, including a reduction in rent, which we anticipate, because they are in privately rented space, may take them until January 1st to negotiate that reduction, but there is savings in there for that. Some of the functions, their personnel and their database maintenance functions, they anticipate contracting out for those. Then the second reduction under the co-chair specified reductions is to suspend the evaluation and publications funding that remains that was associated with the children's plan. The third reduces the basic capacity grant to local commissions. So this is money that goes out to the local commissions on children and families in each county related to the staffing of those local commissions and their other outreach and community development efforts. This $1.4 million reduction is off of a $12 million funding level in the governor's budget. Item number four reduces Healthy Start Home Visitation Program from the governor's budget level. The governor's budget anticipated serving about 65% of first births in each county. This reduction would take it down to 50% of first births in each county. The original co-chair's budget had some additional reductions associated with this and the youth investment grant piece. This is a restoration to the co-chair's budget, but as indicated, a reduction from the governor's budget. Item number five is some additional funding for crisis relief nurseries. This is about $1 million above where the co-chair's budget originally was. It gets them back to funding for crisis relief nurseries to their original legislative adopted level for 2001-2003. Item number six, this was in the co-chair's budget originally a reduction of youth investment grant other funds by $4 million, and then the Human Services Subcommittee discussed an alternative of further reductions to Healthy Start and Crisis Relief Nurseries. But what this does is not make those further reductions. It only reduces the youth investment grants flexible funding by $1 million instead of the $4 million in the co-chair's original budget. And the way that that works, because the youth investment grant is social services block grant federal funds received through Department of Human Services and is other funds in this commission's budget, the reduction is the other funds is shifted to the crisis relief nursery funding to pick up $1 million of general fund. But the programmatic impact is in the youth investment grant. Item number 7 is an add back to restore the court-appointed special advocates, also known as the CASA program, to its original 2001-03 legislatively adopted budget level. And then the next item increases a package in the governor's budget that established a new limited duration resource developer position, which is intended to generate monies from other funds and federal funds grants for the commission and its programs. That we increased from a 0.5 FTE in the governor's budget to a full FTE here. And as we get into the budget notes, you'll see there's some direction to the agency in terms of reporting back their ability to generate those funds. So we have the bottom line budget that the subcommittee approved noted there. It's $72,547,958 total funds, 25 positions, and 23.50 FTE. Are there questions on those particular budget adjustments? Okay. We'll move into the budget notes.
All right. Thank you, Sheila.
The budget note. Originally, there were two budget notes proposed. It was later determined that one of them was not needed, and so we have one budget note that the Subcommittee on Human Services approved related to the limited duration resource developer position. And what this budget note does is have the commission come back and report to the next legislature on the effectiveness of that position in generating new revenues that support the program and activities of the commission. Then on the performance measures, the agency originally presented 7 performance measures to the Human Services Subcommittee. Because of the significant funding reductions for the commission asked and the Human Services Subcommittee concurred that these 7 measures were too much for them to do with the reduced level of funding. So what is being proposed and what the commission would report on as performance measures includes the first one regarding Healthy Start participation. They would not include as a performance measure the information on the court-appointed special advocates program. They would report on the commission-funded activity outcomes meeting targets. They would report on volunteer hours. Let me make sure I get this right. And excuse me, they would not report on volunteer hours per se. They would report on leveraged funding at the local level. And then they would not report as performance measures on the comprehensive coordinated planning activities. And it should be noted that the commission maintains a fiscal monitoring and outcomes reporting system database that includes a lot of programmatic information that they will continue to report both statewide and at a county level to the legislature and to their other partners. But then in terms of performance measures, it was felt that they should be focusing on those 3 particular ones. So our recommendation at this point would be let me go back a step. You should also have in front of you proposed amendments to House Bill 5066, and those amendments reflect the budget adjustments that we just reviewed. And so our recommendation would be that you approve those amendments and then move that bill as amended to the House floor with a due pass recommendation. Also approve the performance measures and the budget note that we've presented.
All right. Thank you, Sheila. Any questions? Representative Patridge.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd move the Dash 1 amendments as well as the LFO recommendations to House Bill 5066.
Representative Patridge moves the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 5066 along with the LFO recommendations. Is there a discussion? Is there objection to the motion?
Objection.
Note, Representative Hansen is objecting. No further objections. The amendments to House Bill 5066 are agreed to. Representative Patridge, move House Bill 5066.
I move House Bill 5066 as amended by this committee to the House with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Patridge moves House Bill 5066 as amended to the House floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion, Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll be voting no. The basic two reasons are simply the inadequacy of the resources that we're allocating to some pretty important work, but I'm particularly concerned about the reduction to the basic grants to local commissions and the reduction of Healthy Start home visitation. These are some of the most effective programs we have in terms of overall healthcare improvements. It's penny-wise, pound-foolish, and I won't be able to support this budget.
Thank you, Representative. Further comments, discussion? If not, the clerk would call the roll, please, on House Bill 5066.
Representative Patrick.
Aye.
Representative Hansen.
No.
Representative Morgan.
Aye.
Chair Miller.
Votes aye. House Bill 5066 is passed to the floor. Do pass recommendation. Close the work session. House Bill 5066. Representative Patridge will carry the bill. Thank you.
Who was carrying that? I'm happy to carry.
I'll have to go back and look.
But we can change.
All right. Thank you. We'll now open a work session on House Bill 5030. Mr. Britton.
Thank you, Chair Miller, members. Before I begin, I'd like to review what it is we're trying to do this afternoon. The first thing is that within the Department of Human Services, there are five budget clusters as well as a capital improvements budget of about $1.2 million general fund. Our hope is to conduct final work sessions on each of those cluster budgets as well as the capital improvements budget to approve the budget notes, and there are quite a few of them. Some of them have been approved through the subcommittee, Human Services Subcommittee of Ways and Means, but most have not. Approve the performance measurements for each of the five budget clusters. Approve the Dash 2 amendment, which you just received copies of, and move the bill as amended. So if that's your understanding, we can go ahead and start work on our spreadsheet. That will be the first thing we'll be working on. And I will turn it over to my colleague, Sheila Baker, who's going to discuss with you and walk you through the spreadsheets for children, adults, and families, department-wide support services, and community human services. Sheila?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. We will be working from these legal size spreadsheets. The first two pages, I would note, are just a summary in two different versions of the...
I'm going to track down another spreadsheet here.
I'm not sure.
Representative Hansen, you'd like questions at the end of each, well, each can, section or kind of...
You go right ahead whenever you feel
compelled.
Move.
Okay.
Do you want to have one before we get into the discussion or anything?
I think I can.
Okay. I'll share with you then. Good.
Just to orient you to these spreadsheets, what they reflect are the changes from the budgets that the Subcommittee on Human Services recommended as preliminary budgets, recognizing that there would be additional changes to that. On the first page of the spreadsheet, it just, by topic, summarizes the changes in the shaded area, so you can see the relative values, if you will, of the adjustments department-wide. And then the second page of the spreadsheet shows by cluster in the shaded area what the final recommended budget for those particular program clusters are. So then if you move to the third page, we start with the department-wide support services budget. This is the central administrative function of the department, and we only have two small adjustments to what the subcommittee recommended there. The first is that there were, after we had gone through the preliminary work session, the agency identified four more positions, vacant positions, that could be eliminated, and so that is reflected there. and then the passage or the imminent passage of House Bill 3629, which improves the department's recovery functions by allowing them to issue warrants in some circumstances, provide some services and supply savings in this budget, which are reflected there. So we have a preliminary subcommittee budget, then we have those two adjustments, and then we have the final budget that we're recommending that you approve for this cluster. Moving on, the next page is the children, adults, and families cluster. This is primarily a combination of what used to be Adult and Family Services and Children's Services Division. This is the policy and program pieces of those operations. The preliminary subcommittee budgets noted there. Other recommended adjustments, there's a correction to the governor's budget to shift what was added as federal funds to non-limited federal funds for the food stamps and food stamps cash out program. So that's just a technical budget correction. The second and third items, and you will see those in a number of clusters, reflect the fact that as we went through and identified vacant positions to be eliminated, they were priced at the way they were priced in the governor's budget, that is the general fund, other fund, and federal fund split. In many cases, the general fund matches federal funds, so if you reduce the general funds, the federal funds in effect goes away. You don't get those federal funds. But in a number of areas, such as in children, adults, and families, the temporary assistance to needy family programs, that's a block grant of temporary assistance to needy families, TANF funding. And so even if you eliminate general fund, that federal fund is still available for use. So what items 2 and 3 reflect here is that there are some federal funds that are not matched, but that would be available to offset general fund related to the merit adjustments that were made and the vacant positions adjustments that were made in the preliminary budgets. So we have additional general fund savings in those two line items. It does not take any additional vacant positions away. Line 4 is again an adjustment in this program area for the passage of House Bill 3629 relating to the warrants issue. Item number 5 reflects the fact that last week, on the 23rd of July, we received information that indicated that the federal Medicaid match rate was changing again for the 2005 federal fiscal year. The small silver lining of our continuing depressed economy means that we get a little bit more federal share for these federal Medicaid programs. And so this reflects the adjustment in the federal Medicaid match rate from a weighted average for the biennium from 60.81% to 60.88%. And you'll see that again in several other clusters. The next line item reflects the impact of the federal fiscal relief bill. This was anticipated in the recent budget box discussions in terms of the enhanced Medicaid match rate, and so that is the impact of that on this budget for the 03-05 biennium. Item number 7, 8, and 9 relate to restorations of program reductions that were made during the 2001-03 interim. The first adds back funding to restore a no copayment policy for new employment-related daycare families. So the $1.3 million will allow new families coming on to employment-related daycare to go a month before they make their first copayment for child care. And the intention is that this will help those families stabilize until they get their first check and are employed.
Mr. Chair.